I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Dear viewers of I Love Islam, it's kids program. Alhamdulillah, we have some beautiful little guests in the studio, as well as we have some very exciting topics that we are going to talk about. Before we do anything else, the first thing we do at the beginning, what is it? Do you remember? It's quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Let's see what's the question for today. The question is, when was Sayyiduna Imam Bukhari born? That's an interesting one. Some people are probably hearing this name for the first time. But remember, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is one of the great scholars, great imams in the history of Islam. And it's important for us to be aware of this great personality. Today's question is, when was this great Imam, Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, born? That's the question. Do you know the answer? Remember, we are looking for the Islamic date. The Islamic date. And let's see how close you can get. But before we do anything else, let's quickly see who has joined us in the studio. Alhamdulillah, on my right side, we have, mashallah, brother Arkam is back again. It's 2 out of 2. Well done. You made it there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Mashallah, next to Arkam, we have, mashallah, Noman Raza, who's been with us for a while. He's regular in our program. How are you, Noman Raza? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
Who's this then? Can you tell us your name?
My name is Muhammad Ali Samad.
Next to him, how are you? Is it Ghufran Attari from Blackburn?
Yes.
Have I got it right?
Yeah.
MashaAllah. How are you, Ghufran? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala bless you. And alhamdulillah, as you can see, these kids are here, MashaAllah, and they will be performing, inshallah. They'll be reading different activities, and they'll be reading Naats, and also we're going to have a bit of a quiz with them as well, inshallah. So be ready, boys. Are you ready for the quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be starting a quiz very soon. Let's see who gets the answer right first. Now it's time for us to move to our first segment of the day, My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
14. Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Alhamdulillah, this is where we get a chance to learn so many beautiful things about our religion. Alhamdulillah, this is where we get a chance to learn about those things that show the greatness and the beauty of Islam. Today, we have selected one such wonderful topic. What that is, I'm not going to say it right now. Let's see who can guess. Okay, shall I give you a clue?
Yeah.
Okay, we've already done it today.
Salam.
What is it?
Give salam.
We have given salam. What else? What do you think? What could it else
be? Facts about namaz.
Facts about namaz.
We did do that.
Okay, from you, from these three, someone said salam. And what did you say about namaz? And you said facts about namaz. So from these three, I want you three to choose one of them. What could be one answer? Raise your hands if you think it's namaz. How many of you say it's facts about namaz? How many of you say it's salam? Ooh, three of you.
Say salam. It's definitely salam.
Well, it looks like even if it wasn't, we might have to talk about salam today. We're going to share with you some interesting facts about Islamic way of greeting. Islamic way of greeting.
I knew
That's
it.
Our topic today. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Remember, Islam is a code of life. Islam teaches us how to live our life. Islam guides us about every single matter of our life. And when we meet people, when we meet and greet each other, Islam has set rules for us as well. There's certain ways how we should meet. There's manners, there's rules, there's a sunnah way of meeting each other. And this is something we need to remember, we need to be aware of. We are Muslims, and when we meet anyone, we should meet in the Muslim way, Islamic way of greeting. That's our topic today. But before we do that, I want all of you to have a turn. Okay, I want you to see, tell me how people greet, just generally, when they meet each other, what's the first thing they do or they say? Generally in the community.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Is that what everyone says? When you see people, I'm talking about your friends at school, you know, or madrasa or outside, families, when you meet people, what's the first thing people do? So Noman already said, you can't repeat the same things. Okay? Noman said, when people meet, they say hello and hi. What else? How other people meet?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys? Is that how people meet? Okay, then.
Yeah. If you're in like an Islamic school, then your friends probably, when you see each other in the mornings, they probably do salam with each other.
MashaAllah. Those who have good upbringing, Islamic upbringing, they give salam. And how important is salam? What does salam mean? That's our topic today. So I'm going to start off with Brother Arkam. Brother Arkam, we started off salam here in the program. MashaAllah, that's a Muslim way of greeting. But why? Generally, today, it's not just, I don't want to just discuss about salam, no, the words of salam. That is something I've got in my mind as well, how many rewards and blessings we get. At the same time, generally, like the importance of, you know, having a good greeting. How is it in life?
Generally, first the greeting comes after, really. You know, when we meet somebody, the first thing that a person, or normally that we see, is what the person looks like. Giving the words of salam is important, but it's not the only thing we need to think about when we meet somebody. That's not the only thing that Islam teaches about meeting somebody. Like, we should meet people with a smile on our face.
There's different ways of how people meet and greet each other. We are Muslims. Having a smile when you meet each other. But the most important thing that we normally do is giving salam. So let me share with you a beautiful hadith about one of the companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His name is Sayyidina Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that once I was blessed to be in the blessed company of the last and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was present. There were other companions who were there as well. And a person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he said, "Assalamu alaykum." He gave salam. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to the salam. And then said, "Ashrun, ashrun," which means that for him, there are 10 good deeds. Okay, for him, there are 10 rewards, 10 blessings, 10 good deeds. Then after a while, another person came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah." So he added wa rahmatullah extra. And Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to his salam and then said, "Ishroon," that 20 good deeds for him. Then after a while, another person, a third person came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and this person said, "Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Thalathun," 30 good deeds for him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now this was the narration. Now let's try to understand this. Subhanallah, what a beautiful thing we have just learned. That when, you know, we learn that our Rabb, Allah Ta'ala, is so merciful. Allah Ta'ala is so loving for the Muslims that if someone, you know, moves his tongue just slightly, look at the reward and blessings that person can gain. It doesn't really go out and do like something really heavy. something that, you know, it takes a lot of time or it's difficult, it's challenging work. No. Something very easy. He's just relaxing, just moves the muscles of his tongue, just a few seconds thing, and he can gain 10 good deeds, 20 good deeds, 30 good deeds. SubhanAllah, that is amazing, isn't it? SubhanAllah, this is one of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Now, let's try to understand this. So, when someone says, Assalamu alaikum, how long does it take? Assalamu alaikum, 1 second. Then if someone, and that person can gain 10 good deeds. And then if you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, 2 seconds, you can get 20 good deeds. And if you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, few seconds, 2 or 3 seconds. SubhanAllah, just in 2 or 3 seconds, you can gain 30 good deeds. SubhanAllah. Everyone say, SubhanAllah. Now this is important part. I need you kids to be paying attention now. And those who are watching this, this is where it's going to get even more interesting. Okay, so far we've learned that if someone says the full salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he will gain how many good deeds?
30
good deeds. So now someone might be thinking, only 30. What's the point? Only 30 good deeds. Some people might think, if it was, say, 3,000 good deeds, then that will be like something inspiring, something really great. Like, you know what, I want to get this. So if it was 3 million good deeds, then that's something that, you know, we will try to do. But only 30 good deeds. So someone might just think, no, it's only 30 good deeds. First thing we need to keep in mind, it's not about the number of good deeds. Yeah, that's the first thing to keep in mind. It's not about the number of good deeds. It's about the importance of that deed. How important that act is. It's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's the first thing. So it's not about a number, how many good deeds you will gain, then you should do something. We should do something because it's from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And also, let's say, now I'm going to ask the kids a bit of a question now here. Say if you've got £10 note, how many notes?
£10.
If someone's got £10 note, yeah, but it's got 30 of them. So it's £10 note, but it's got 30 of them. How much will that be?
£300.
£300. Wow, that's a good answer. Okay, so look at this.
£10.
It's not about the number. It's not about the number 10. It's about how many 10s you've got. You've got 30 of them. Now that same £10 note, because you've got so many, it's become £300. Now, if you've got £20 note and you've got 30 of them, how much will that
be? That's 600.
How much?
600.
600.
That's not that much money.
MashaAllah. Yes. See, that again, look, if you got 30 of them, that becomes 600 now. This is serious now. What if someone, this is for Ghufran now. What if someone, or Ghufran and Oman, what if someone got £30, but they got 30 of them?
£900.
£900. So did you see now? It's not about the number, the figure. It's about how many times you've got as well. So you might have £10, you might have £20, you might have only £30, but you've got loads of them. Let me share with you something else now. I want to share with you the power of good deeds. How important it is for us to perform good actions. On the day of Qiyamah, it is reported that a person will come who will have so many good deeds and he will have so many bad deeds as well. So he'll have good things he's been doing, good actions, and have the bad actions that he's been doing, the sins that he's been committing. So he's got both of them on the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, when the accountability will take place, when they will check who's got more good deeds, who's got more sins, when this testing will be done, on that occasion, this person, when he brings 10 good deeds, for every 10 good things he did, he will have 10 of his sins will be forgiven. Sins will be reduced. The next 10 good deeds, the 10 sins will be removed. Then no more 10 good deeds, more sins will be removed. So for every 10 good deeds, his 10 sins will be removed. Then a time will come, all his sins will be removed. He will have only one good deed. Only one good deed, this person. Allahu Akbar. He will have one good deed, and Allah Ta'ala, with his mercy, because of this one good deed, will give him entry to paradise. This is the power of one good deed. One good deed, one good action can take a person to Jannah. You can gain a ticket to paradise because of one good deed. So when we give salam to each other, how many good deeds do we get? 30. 30 good deeds for every time we give salam. When we give full salam, we can gain 30 good deeds. So that's something that we've learned today, that the power of good deeds. One good deed can take a person to Jannah. Subhanallah. Can I remind everyone, you've got a quiz of the day. What's the question for today? Did you catch the question? When was
the birth of
Sayyiduna Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi born? Someone said, assalamu alaikum, our names are Ahmad, Hadia, Umme Hani, Rafiq from Bradford. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And they gave the date. And I have to say, they have got it correct. MashaAllah, well done. Next person is Abu Bakr from Glasgow. He has given the answer. I'm looking for the Islamic answer, please. I'm going to turn to kids now. Kids have prepared a few kalams, inshallah. They're going to be reading, inshallah. So let's start with someone who's already got a mic on his right next to his mouth. Oh, that's Mr. Ali. Come on then. Should we do Drushi first?
Come on. Okay.
Sallallahu alayhi Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ghufran is now going to be reciting a kalam, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Kya batao ke kya madi na hai, kya bataun ki kya madina hai, bas mera moda madina hai, bas mera moda madina hai.
जाओ उठ के जाओ कहा मदीने से उठ के जाओ कहा मदीने से क्या कोई दूसरा मदीना है क्या कोई दूसरा मदीना है उसकी आंखों का नूर तो देखो जिसका देखा हुआ मदीना है जिसका देखा हुआ मदीना है क्या बताऊं कि क्या मदीना है बस मेरा मो मदीना है दिल फिदा है मदीने वाले पर दिल फिदा है मदीने वाले पर दिल मुनव्वर मेरा मदीना दिल मुनव्वर मेरा मदीना है क्या बताऊं कि क्या मदीना है बस मेरा मुद्दा मदीना
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم سبحان الله ما شاء الله well recited beautiful kalam by Ghufran may Allah Ta'ala bless him may he keep reciting nats this is a way to express our love for Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم okay, it's a sign that we love the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم that's why we read nat and also this is a way to increase our love for the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم now we are tipping towards the end of the program. We have a few more segments to cover as well. Before we move to the next segment, can you summarize Islamic way of greeting?
We saw that the Sunnah way, the Muslim way of meeting each other is to give salam to each other. We heard if we say Assalamu alaikum is 10 rewards. If we add Wa rahmatullahi is 20 rewards. And if we add Wa barakatuhu is 30 rewards. So we should try to say all of these things, all three of these, to get maximum rewards, to get the most rewards we can do. Whenever we meet somebody, we should say, all of us, let's repeat it. What should we say?
You've all got the mic.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Whenever we meet somebody, this is how the Muslims, as Muslims, we should greet one another. Everything else that we hear or say, we shouldn't say any of them. And when we meet somebody, we should meet them with a smile on our face so that they want to meet us again.
So those things that people normally do when they meet each other, if that particular way or the words that you say, if it's not contradicting to the teachings of Islam,
we can do this after the salam.
Yeah, you can say those words, in your own language, whichever language you speak at home. You can say those words as long as these words are appropriate, in your society, in the Islamic society, it's a nice thing. It's a good thing. Yeah, there's no like a bad tag towards the way that people meet people. So you can say those things. For example, hello. Hello, how are you? You can say that. But first, give salam. And salam you give to a Muslim. This is a Muslim way of greeting. When you meet another Muslim, you give salam to that Muslim. And when someone gives salam, then what do you do after that? If someone gives you salam,
welcome, you reply
the salam. Okay, and the rule is, when you reply the salam, the first thing is to reply, to give salam is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to reply is wajib. It's more important that you reply, and you have to reply in a tone, in a voice that person can hear you. Okay? So when you reply, so if someone said, Assalamu alaikum, then you should reply in better words. So if someone said just the words, Assalamu alaikum, then you should try to say at least, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. If someone said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then you should say, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So add extra thing. What if someone said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh? How do you reply that one?
You reply wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. So when someone gives you full salam, you reply with full, you give a full reply. After this, you don't need to add other things. So some people, you know, in our culture, we see people, this, they make other du'as after that as well. You can do du'a of people, but giving at the time of greeting, you know, the sunnah way is just to give these words. So some people say, may Allah Ta'ala take you to Jannah, may Allah make the Jahannam haram for you, these problems get removed from you. And they make so many of the du'as there. And they make it as part of the salam. That's not salam. Okay? The words of salam are, the best words of salam are those words that are taught by our beloved master, Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And those words are, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once you said these words, that's enough. Now after this, when you're talking to someone, you can make dua, it's a separate thing, but don't make it part of the salam. Regularly, when you meet someone, you give salam, that increases your bond, your connection with that person. That increases love between the Muslims. The beauty of salam is, someone can travel in any corner of the world.
SubhanAllah.
Never met that person, seen him, someone's got a topi or jubba, you know he's a Muslim. And you just, when you see that person, you'll just give a salam.
SubhanAllah.
And when you give salam, you don't even know that person. And many times, you know, when you give salam to such people that you've never seen that person before, say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You normally have a smile, and that brings a smile on that person's face as well.
It's the beauty of Islam. Wherever you go, the salam is the same.
Salam is same. And they understand it.
In other cultures, the language will be different. The way of meeting, the culture will be different. Like some people will put the hand up, shake the hand, do something else, say something different. Nod the head or shake the head or do different things, but Islam, the beauty of it, wherever you are in the world, is the same. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
MashaAllah. So all the kids, make sure from now on, every day you give salam. Whenever you come down in the morning, when you wake up, you come downstairs, when you go to your living room, when you meet your family, your parents, give salam to them. Let everyone know that you have just entered and the flight has landed. You have entered. Let everyone know and give salam in a nice, beautiful way. When you come back from school as well, make sure you give salam. When you come back from madrasa, give salam. And by the way, when you leave as well, salam is not only when you meet, you give salam when you depart as well. When you separate, you also give salam as well. Oh. And after that, you can say, Allah Hafiz, may Allah protect you. You can say the du'as, but make sure you give salam. It's a sunnah to give salam when you meet and when you separate. Okay, now we need to...
One other final important point. Normally when we say the word salam, we are referring to the words, not the shaking of the hands. Because generally people think when we say salam, they'll just shake hands, but they won't say the words. The words, the shaking of the hands is important as well, but more important is the words. When we're saying salam here, is the words we're referring
to. So giving salam, saying the words of salam is sunnah. Shaking hands, you know, with the Muslim brother is also sunnah. And so these are two different things. Some people, they shake hands,
but they don't say
how are you, brother? Are you okay? They'll shake hands, but they don't give the salam. And some people, and I've seen a lot of times, when people give you salam, say, Assalamu alaikum. They say, oh, mashallah, how are you, brother? That's not the reply. You need to tell them, look, can you please say, wa alaikum salam? And when you look at the beauty of the words as well, Assalamu alaikum. Now, peace be upon you. They're saying, salam be upon you, peace and happiness be for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And may Allah's mercy be upon you. Wa barakatuh. May Allah Ta'ala shower His blessings upon you. Look at the beautiful dua that you're giving. And you say peace. And peace be upon you. What's the ultimate peace? It's paradise. It's Jannah. So in a way, when you give salam, you're making dua for your brother to go to Jannah. SubhanAllah. So make sure you give dua. And by the way, when you give salam to someone, you're also making your brother aware that from my side, you are protected.
SubhanAllah.
When you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, once you said these words, now that means you need to look after that person, not like start smacking him, fight with him. You can't do that. You're trying to say, from your side, you will protect that person. So he doesn't interfere you. He's in a safe area.
Okay.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's time for our next segment, Islamic Heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Today we are going to talk about another great personality of Islam. Someone who is the first king of Islam.
Subhanallah.
Before this, there was a different system. His rulership, his leadership was like the first king of Islam. So now who are we going to talk about? I'm going to go to Brother Arkam. He's going to introduce their personality, inshallah.
So today we are going to talk about one of the blessed companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How many of us have heard the name before? We've heard the name? Okay, before I carry on then, you guys tell me, what do you know about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? Anything? Do you know anything about him? Yes, Ali.
He was a king.
He was the king. He was the first king in Islam. Yes, Ufran.
He was a companion.
He was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll tell you a few things. We'll say a few things about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then I'm going to tell you two short stories about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Who are we talking about? What's the name?
Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
MashaAllah, well done.
So I'm going to tell you a few things about him, then two short stories. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he's a companion, and both of his mom and his dad were also companions. They were both Sahabi as well. They were both companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want you to repeat them. So we said, who are we talking about? Sayyiduna? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What did we just say about his parents?
They were also companions.
They were also companions. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is one of those companions who used to write down the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran. And then Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of those companions who wrote down the Quran. Every companion didn't write down the Quran. Only some companions were chosen to write down the Quran. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is one of those companions. He also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to send letters to other leaders. So, you know, other people of other countries, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to send them letters. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to write those letters. So some of those letters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell him what to write, and he would write the letters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is known as the uncle of the Muslims, the uncle of the believers. His blessed sister was one of the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because his sister was the blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or he is known as the uncle of the believers. Now I'm going to tell you two short stories. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Medina. So this is after the physical passing away of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, he was in Syria. So when he was the king, when he was the leader, he moved to Syria. He used to live in Syria. So then he came to Medina and he sent somebody a message. He sent somebody to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. He sent somebody to Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now all of these points, there could be a question. So he came to Medina. He sent somebody to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he asked her, or he sent the message that, you have the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed cloak of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the blessed shawl, the chadar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to see these things.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah said, I want to see these things. What did he want to see? The blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed shawl of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sent those things. She sent the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed shawl of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he put on the shawl. He wore it. He put it on to take blessings from it. Then, you know, the blessed hair, he washed it inside a bowl, you know, like a cup. He washed it into there. So now the water's in that bowl. The blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he put water on it into a bowl. Then that water, he drank it. He did what with the water?
He drank it.
Then there was some water left. With that water, he rubbed it all over his body. That's one story, okay? Another incident, you know when somebody passes away, they write something called a will. That yeah. After I pass away, I want you to do this, or I give this thing away, or I'll give this thing to this person. They write a will, what they want to happen after they pass away. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his will, he said, when I am buried, not after I pass away, you're going to bury me. Get the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed nails and place it on my face and on my nose.
Allah.
That was his will. So he said, when I pass away, get the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed nails and then put it on my face and my nose.
Allah.
These are the two short stories. Now we're going to do some questions. Then we're going to do the lessons. Why did Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah do these things? So let's go. The first question. In the first story, there was a city that was mentioned. Which city did Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu go to?
Syria.
Okay, who thinks it's Syria? No? So Norman and Ali, you think it's Syria?
Syria.
Ghufran, what do you think?
It was Medina.
Oh, yeah. So he was in Syria, but he came to Medina. Then another question. So Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or he is? Yes, Kufar.
Yeah, a king.
He is a king and he is also
a companion.
His parents are?
Also companions.
So now he came to Medina. He asked for something. He asked for two things. You tell me one thing, what he asked for.
He asked for the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. Go on, what else did he ask for?
He asked for the blessed cloth.
The shawl.
Shawl.
The chadar. Okay. What did he do with them then?
He put it into like a bowl which had water. Then he got it out and he drank some of the water. And there was some of the water and he put that water on his body.
Okay. That was the first incident. Then the second story. What did he say in his second story?
When he dies, he wants the blessed hair of the Prophet and the blessed nails of the Prophet on his face and nose.
Which personality are we talking about today?
Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
But then what's the difference between anhu and anha? Radiallahu ta'ala anhu is for the boys and radiallahu ta'ala anha is for the girls.
You understand that now?
Okay, but then what's the meaning?
When you mention the name of a companion, which is a male, which is a boy, yeah? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is a boy name.
Yeah.
You mention the name of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, then we say radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When we say like Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, so when you say a lady name, then we say radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Anhu means radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we say that, you know, Allah ta'ala is pleased with him.
Oh, okay.
Anhu means him. Allah Almighty is pleased with him.
So, how
it's in English, the name Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah, Allah is pleased with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? And when you say lady's name, say for example Sayyida Aisha, the lady name is the mother of the believers. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. So we are saying Allah ta'ala is pleased with her.
Okay.
Okay, when you say the sahaba name, the companion's name, we say this. This is their status. How do we know they're pleased? How do we know Allah is pleased with them? Because it's in the Quran.
Okay.
In the Quran, we learn that Allah ta'ala is pleased and happy with all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's why we say, Har sahabiye nabi,
Jannati, Jannati.
Har sahabiye nabi,
Jannati, Jannati.
Har sahabiye nabi,
Jannati, Jannati.
Ali al-Muawiyah,
Jannati, Jannati.
Hassan al-Husaymi,
Jannati, Jannati. MashaAllah. I think you should learn that one as well. You should learn these slogans, inshallah. Maybe for next week. It's now time to give the answer for the quiz of the day. So what was the question? When was Sayyiduna Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi born? So answer, some people have said, so we have Ahmad, Hadia and Umme Hani. They've said that Sayyiduna Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born on Friday 13th of Shawwal 194 Hijri. The only people who replied and got the answer correct is Ahmed, Hadia, and Umme Hani. I think everyone's gone to sleep, or is it because it's a sunny day today? Everyone's gone out. What's going on? Come on, everyone. Now, let's quickly go and see the answer of the day. The answer is Friday, 13th of Shawwal, 194 Hijri. Now, we'll have to take a leave. Now, look after yourself. Stay well. Keep watching Madani Channel. I love
Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.